Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Well, hello, how are we, 5 to 6 clubbers? Good to have your company on this very chilly Tuesday morning, 20th day of July. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower about the higher ground in the evening. A top of 18 degrees today, a sunrise officially at 6:44. And when I said it's cold, yes, it is. 4 degrees in Coffs at the moment, 2 in Kempsey and Port Macquarie, 2 and Taree, 3 degrees. There we go. Major news stories of the day today. Well, this sort of typifies it. The front page of the Telegraph today says confusion reigns over ambiguous health orders. New South Wales lacks public health orders are still failing hopelessly, with a former DPP boss saying some of these laws are unenforceable. The Australian government, in lockstep with Western allies, has called out China's Ministry of State Security over its malicious campaign of cyberware in an explosive joint statement. And NRL refs have been reminded of the sin bin for repeat infringements going into the next round. Locally, two stories you hear a lot more about with Cherie today. Police are appealing for public's assistance following an armed robbery Sunday night in Taree, and a man has died following a suspected failed-to-stop crash at Taree also on Sunday night. Locally in sport, in golf, there's an open medley stable fit at Nambucca Island today, while the Port Macquarie men veterans have a stroke event for their monthly medal. Coming up on the show today, I've got an amazing story in What's Trending about a bloke who's a gym owner, a power lifter and a Satanist. How are we going so far? That's a beauty. The frugal fella in after 7:30. I never know what he's going to talk about, but I do know it will be cheap. We'll have a look at the locals' guide to the Mid-North Coast today. We've got the Slim Dusty Centre reopening today, which is great. Also, in Strawny Leaks, the latest entertainment goss, we have news today on James Bond's Pierce Brosnan, Jimmy Carr, and the latest from A Farmer Wants a Wife last night. Also, you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you are sharing it with the likes of Chris Cornell, Ben Simmons, and Sandra Oh. 133353, the number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us by the Facebook site or our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. And you can take us anywhere with the Listener app, LISTNR. You can download it for free.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
It's got to beat it, King.
For the Port City Bowling Club.
The Mid-North Coast. The Locals Guide on Triple M. With everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
Golf, and there's an open medley stablefit at Nambucca Island today, while the Port Macquarie veterans have a stroke event for their monthly medal. A reminder, the JP's desk is open and operating today and every Tuesday at Panthers Foyer from 9:30. At the Glasshouse, you can check out the Dreams, Nightmares and Reality exhibition featuring the works of Glenn Dick. The Slim Dusty Centre reopens today, and the Breast Green mobile van is at the Biripi Aboriginal Medical Service in Taree, 13:20:50 to book, ladies. And a reminder, the Hastings Choristers concert Sunday at the Uniting Church in Port Macquarie has been cancelled due to COVID. At Bing Lee, get a bonus Bing Lee gift card and up to 10% on selected laundry appliances. It's a great bonus on selected laundry appliances, but hurry, it's for a limited time. See binglee.com.au for details.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime.
Fishing best bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Ah, yes, here he is, the one, the only, Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Strawny. And you said 19 degrees. I think you lost a 9 somewhere.
I know. I said, are you a 1 or a 2 when I first rang him this morning? Because that's the temperature. It's either 1 or 2 degrees. Oh, my goodness me. Incredible. Absolutely incredible, Bluey. And, and another strong wind warning current for today. So, it is going to be very, very cool this morning. But as we know, sometimes you've got to suffer for your fish. But I was seeing some really good photos of some great fish caught yesterday, and in particular, a few mulloway poking their head about.
Yes, a few jewfish are out at the present moment. We're starting to see a couple of nice big tailor also and some salmon. The blackfish have gone very quiet, but I'm hoping that with this snap change in air temperature, they might come back on. Quality brim still around and still some lazy flathead. So all in all, the fishing seems quite healthy, but you're working hard for your fish.
Yeah, you certainly are, certainly are. What about today, given the strong wind warning, et cetera, bottom of the tide in the morning, where are we going to go?
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a westerly straight down the river, so I suppose we're going to have to head up the estuary somewhere and get a bit of protection, but out the estuary, and we'll try for a blackfish on greenweed or sea cabbage. I've got that run-out tide most of the morning, so it's not going to be a very favourable tide to fish, so I think we'll just target blackfish today, and we'll be home by lunchtime having a nice big hot bowl of soup.
Well, I think so. Nice big bowl of hot soup. Very nice indeed. My mum makes beautiful pumpkin soup. Louis, do you like pumpkin soup?
Love pumpkin soup with a passion.
Yeah, me too. And at the last bit, you put a bit of sour cream in with some parsley and a heap of black pepper. Oh, gee, I love pumpkin soup.
Thank you very much.
Very nice indeed. Very nice indeed. So that coming up for today. Now, any clubs out this weekend, fourth weekend of the month?
No clubs out this weekend, so I think with this COVID, they've all just sort of laying a bit low. So, we've got a bit of a weekend off. So, but what's our forecast for the weekend? Is it looking pretty or...?
Yeah, it looks really good, actually, Bluey. They're saying we could get a tiny, weeny shower on... No, that's changed that now. Both sunny. Saturday sunny and 21, Sunday sunny and 19. Possible shower tomorrow, they're saying... We could get between 1 and 5 mils tomorrow, and Friday we could get 1 millimetre. So, yeah, I think weekend is looking very, very good at this stage, Bluey.
Excellent. We could do with a nice weekend just so we can get outdoors and do a little bit of exercise and have a fish.
Oh, I think so. Good stuff. Now, also, I've told you many a time about the great pub, the Hoey Moe in Coffs Harbour, how it's been really given a new lease of life. And look, as an Australian, if you tell people this, they shake your head and don't believe you, that the Hoey Moe is owned by Harry Barry. Now, you thought I was kidding with that, didn't you?
No, I wouldn't think that.
You did? And what did you? Who did you see on the news last night? Because it was proven that was one of the spots the infected people went to. Who did you see on the news last night?
There was a proprietor, Harry Barry, was in front stage.
Don't we live in a great country where a bloke named Harry Barry owns the Hoey Moe?
Yes.
It is a top venue too. And, for that complete list of hotspots, you always go to the New South Wales Health website. And Cherie has further details of that coming up. And, gee, Bluey, have you got a detector there? If anyone comes in the boat shed, an alarm will go off if they detect COVID. Have you got something there?
Only a wallet detector. That's the only one I've
That'll just about do me. What are your best, a wallet detector? You're right for drinks. Away we go. How much is water, Bluey? Has that gone up during COVID?
No, it's still the same. $2.50. You know, fully refrigerated from the Victorian Alps. Yep.
There you go. The one and only. Yeah. And his beer special is about $1.80. So it proves once again beer is cheaper than anything else in the place. Unbelievable. All right, Bluey. Just repeating for today. The fishing best bet, we have a strong wind warning, we've got unfavourable tides, but you're sending us out to the estuary.
We're out the estuary, we're going to take our big white bucket and we're going to try for a blackfish on greenweed or sea cabbage.
And tomorrow we're going to see if the rumour is correct. I was hearing distressing news as I couldn't find footy points anywhere at the weekend that the Wormer's grandson got a bucket full. We just want to know how big the bucket was.
Yes, we'll find out tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny for breakfast.
In all cases, this is the strong advice of all states and territories.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M,
getting you home with the giggle with Marty Sheargold at 3 and then Malloy at 4. Remember the 40K zones. Foreigners there. Not foreigners. I sound like Pauline. Please explain. Foreigners. Foreigner. Without the S. Did I get myself out of that? I hope so. It's 11 to 7.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Oh, goodness. Don't ever doubt this show isn't live, folks. Yes, busy day at both the Plaza News Agency in the CBD of Port and at the Clifton Shopping Centre with the lotto there today. The Oz Lotto tonight stands at $5 million for draw number 1431. I hope you do okay. In the telly, lead story, confusion reigns over ambiguous health orders. New South Wales lax public health orders are still failing hopelessly with a former DPP boss saying some are unenforceable. In the Herald, their lead story, no cases, mass confusion in Paris end of city's hot zone. On Monday, every resident seemed to have a different version of what the rules were in the eastern end of the lockdown zone. Whilst in the Australian, their lead story today is allies accuse China of major cyber attack. The Australian government has taken the rare step of attributing a major cyber attack to China in a coordinated move with key allies. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Figure, the Palazzo and Clifton News Agencies.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M. Strawny Leaks. Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
James Bond star Pierce Brosnan, who's 68, is now known as the man with the golden brush, as he reveals he's set to exhibit his paintings after selling his portrait of Bob Dylan for a whopping £1.1 million at a charity auction. Jimmy Carr has revealed he is concerned that a dodgy joke from his past will end his career. The British 8 out of 10 Cats host thinks he has already told a landmine gag which will eventually resurface and be deemed so upsetting and unacceptable he'll be no longer able to get work. And last night's Farmer Wants a Wife saw contestant Rachel Smith leave the series after failing to find a romantic connection with Andy.
Our feelings aren't mutual, so it's definitely time for me to pack my things and get going and give these Sheila's their farmer back.
Imagine tomorrow's car today. The all-new Hyundai Tucson at Andrew Mitiki.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your local briefing. A statement from the Park Beach Plaza in Coffs Harbour says New South Wales Health has now officially confirmed that a COVID-19 case from Sydney visited venues on the Mid-North Coast last week, including their Woolworths and Big W stores, prior to testing positive. The case was last believed to have been in the area on July 15, and it's still unknown whether the person was infectious during their visit. The Park Beach Plaza stores have not been added to the official list of venues of concern as yet, so the risk at the stated exposure times is considered minimal at this stage. They are the Big W Park Beach from 5 to 5.20pm on Monday, July 12, Woolworths Park Beach from 5.30 to 6pm on July 12, Big W from 5.50 to 5.20pm on Tuesday, July 13, followed by Big W from 5.20 to 5.50 that day. Meantime, deep cleans have been carried out at Park Beach Plaza as well as the Hoey Moe Pub. The Hoey Moe's bottle shop has been added to the official list of venues of concern by New South Wales Health from 3.55pm to 4.10pm on Thursday, July 15. Anyone who was there at the time must get tested and isolate for 14 days, regardless of the result. Publican Harry Barry says he's confident the pub's COVID-safe measures will pay off.
I'm happy in that customers that were here on Thursday night were, you know, they all checked in, they've been identified, they've been communicated to. So hopefully, you know, what's in place is working and it keeps us and the community safe.
And our daily COVID check shows 13,131 people in New South Wales have had a vaccination at state-run clinics in the latest 24-hour period. That brings the total doses to 1,188,887. Taking a look at sport, a big boost for hockey in the region with funding on the way for a significant upgrade to facilities. $440,000 will be spent on improvements to the Coffs Harbour Hockey Complex on Stadium Drive.
Hi there, Madeline Larson with the National News Briefing. The PM has landed in Canberra, leaving Sydney's lockdown ahead of Parliament returning in 2 weeks. As part of his exemption, Scott Morrison will have daily COVID tests, must limit his movements and wear a mask. Overnight, he met virtually with the French president as part of a special summit discussing climate change and pandemic response. We're due to hear more today from Victoria on how long its lockdown will last amid Melbourne's latest outbreak. While South South Australia is waking up to new rules to try and get the upper hand on Adelaide cases, with gyms and non-essential retail closed until at least Friday. Meantime, revelers have rushed to nightclubs in the UK overnight, marking Freedom Day. Social distancing and masks have been scrapped. It comes as England reports 40,000 cases in the past 24 hours, and opposition leader Sir Keir Starmer says the lifting of rules could have deadly consequences.
Lifting all restrictions in one go is reckless. We're heading now for an NHS summer crisis.
And the countdown is on for Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, due to blast off to space tonight. It'll be the first commercial flight for Blue Origin, with his brother, an 18-year-old and 82-year-old on board with him. Bezos wanting to prove it's safe.
I had friends say to me, how about the second flight or the third flight? Why do you have to go on the first flight?
The Benevolent Society put people first, supporting children, families, people with disability and more. Find out more at benevolent.org.au. Your life, your way.
The NRL's tireless push to have players joined by their families has proved worthwhile. Around 500 family members will make the move to the Gold Coast tomorrow after the Queensland government finally granted the request. While South Sydney coach Wayne Bennett has revealed the measures taken to make sure the biosecure bubble is secure.
It's completely fenced off, yeah. Got that high security fencing there. You know, that gives you the message they said, and then once you're going out, then they've got security guards at every entry point, so nothing can come in, nothing can go out.
Powered by Blackbutt Engineering and Hydrolink.
For all your engineering and hydraulic solutions.
14 Geebung Drive, Port Macquarie.
We're looking at swell size around knee high, so maybe a foot, 2 foot in those open wave magnet areas. I'm just watching a huge pot of dolphins go by, so, you know, that's a highlight for me at this moment in time, because it is pretty small. If you like small waves, and you'll love today. Offshore winds and low tide around 9 or 10 o'clock, so get out there, make the most of it. Catch you in the surf.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Well, you'll see this on the news tonight. Oh, my goodness. A power lifter who is, wait for this, a Satanist who moonlights on OnlyFans has raged against a reporter when he asked why he was keeping his Central Coast gym open despite the COVID lockdown rules. Now, the self-proclaimed devil worshipper seemed initially happy to speak about his decision to flout the lockdown rules, but the tide soon turned as he screamed profanities at a reporter and chased him down the main street in a fiery confrontation. In a subsequent Instagram post, Mr. Keen, who's the Satanist, explained he keeps his gym open predominantly because of mental health and physical health of his members, who are of the utmost importance to him. He thinks there are still some issues here.
I'm getting off.
You're off. Hey,
I'm getting off.
Down.
Hey, Reese.
Put it on news. I want this on the news.
Reese.
You're a okay. Dog. Get the away.
It's okay. I'm going. I'm going.
You're going, you coward.
I'm He's going.
A coward. You see that? Can't stand up for anything. Kenny.
Triple M and Steve Price in Australia Today, coming up after the news at 9. It is from Sirocco, Australian Crawl there, and Errol. Cloudy today, partly cloudy anyway. Look at the sun through the window, and up to about 19 degrees. Jeez, I hope we get there.
He's tight with his money.
Mean.
Tight-fisted.
Miserly.
Penny-pinching.
He's a tight ass.
He's a tight ass.
He is the frugal fella on Triple M.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Winter's nearly over. But the frugal fella ain't. He's right here, being cheap again on a Tuesday.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Mid-North Coast. Well, Mark.
What have you got for us today?
I've got some things today. Oh, my gosh. You know how we're heading off to see my son and everything, and we needed to get some masks and that sort of stuff.
Yep.
And, I mean, you can buy the cheap.
Did you get a wrestling one?
I got the Lucha Libre full face
Nacho
one.
Libre. Did you get the gold one? Like,
yeah, no, with the little wings on the side.
That's
though,
it, yeah.
You know, but the trouble is there's nothing over the mouth, so it's...
Oh,
it does look good when I'm walking around with it on, I've got to tell you.
Like, yeah. You're going to rob a bank, but anyway.
Yeah.
What have you got for us today?
Well, face masks, mate.
Yes.
We were looking for some of those because we like the fancier ones, you know. Mm. So I went to one of the favourite shopping sites, eBay, and pumped in face masks. and they came up with funny face masks. Mind you, I did start looking for Elvis, right? But even the Elvis face masks are too expensive for me, Mark.
Fair enough, yeah.
So, but I did look. We got onto a site there called Funny Face Masks. And these things are an absolute cracker. They have like a
Saddam Hussein or?
No, yes. No, they're animals, basically. Okay, they have cats or dogs on them, right? So you can put them on and it looks like your face is actually a dog face. And I used to know this bloke called Kenny the Dogface Boy. So if Fathead's listening, he'll know who I'm talking about. Kenny the Dogface Boy. And actually the mask on him would be an improvement, Mark, I've got to tell you. It was like, but the masks are good. And there's ones there that like a skin tone, right, that have moustaches and that on there. And they had one of these masks on a woman. My God, it looked funny with this big moustache. And I'm just thinking, this is the best. So we got a couple of those masks. I got a couple of dog ones.
Yes.
For me, I wouldn't do that to my wife. She's on her own there. She can buy her own mask.
Yep.
But I got a couple of dog ones. And I just, Old English sheepdog, Mark. You know how I am about Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo. How much are these dog and cat masks?
Mate, they're under $6.
Under $6.
They range from about $2.99 to about $5.50 or something. So they're under $6, depending which one you buy. And I reckon it's a bit of fun and something to wear when you're supposed to wear a mask, going to, public transport and all that sort of stuff. It's probably fun.
There you go. A bloke who loved Zorro as a kid now is delving further into the world of masks.
Yes.
Thank you,
El Zorro the Fox, Mark.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Triple M, Strawny for brekkie, and we're playing the greatest hits, Mellencamp and Small Town. It is 10 past 8. The sun is shining, and I hope it starts to warm up soon. Oh, crikey, between 1 and 2 degrees for most parts of the Mid-North Coast for most of the morning. Starting to warm up. Up to about 19 degrees for today, and it should be sunny across the weekend and 19 as well.
Triple M, birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone, 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, we go to Laurieton. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Strawny.
What are you up to today, Michelle?
Just heading into work.
Heading into work like I'm so many at this time. Goodness me. Is it a long trip, Michelle, or just up the road?
No, local. Local,
that's all right. Then you don't get to be caught in any traffic jams this morning.
That's it, exactly.
I hope your heater's on anyway, by the way. let's try and give you some cash. What number are we looking for you on the wheel, Michelle?
24, thank you.
Okay, 24-24 for Michelle to walk away with $1,000. Come on, number 24. And, Michelle, it's just gone past and lands on the number 15. Oh,
never mind.
Can't give you the cash, Michelle, but while it is still so cool, in under 2 weeks we do the next draw for the wonderful Bennett Steel Easy Burn Fire Pit. These are great. You can take them camping, set them up permanently in the backyard. They're so portable. You're in the running to win one of those. You stay warm and have a good day. Thanks for the call, Michelle.
Thank you, Strawny. Bye.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Okay, other birthdays today. That was a pretty hopeless spin, Strawny. Coming up, we have a birthday today for the late, great Chris Cornell. We have Ben Simmons birthdaying today and Sandra Oh also birthdaying today as well. This is Triple M. It's 12 past 8.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Morning to all our golfers heading out today. I know the vets in Port are playing for their monthly medal, the stroke event they can't pick up. Don't you hate that? I hope you can feel the club, guys.
I used to. I've got to let you know. You want a mic?
Triple M and Strawny for brekkie, wrapping up what's been a very busy morning with NXS there and Need You Tonight, and also Fuel and Shimmer. Love that. Hey, if you missed any part of the show, remember, go to the Triple M website, go to my page and press catch up. It is all there. Tomorrow on the show, look out, some laugh, some cry, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, and another chance for you to win 1,000 on the wheel. Pricey after 9. Have a great Tuesday.
The beach day.